This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Iraqi insurgents sent two calling cards today. They blew up a junction where oil pipelines crossed the Tigris River. Firefighters struggled to put out the flames after that explosion north of Baghdad. And in Baghdad today, a car bomb exploded in a crowded market. Dozens of people were killed, and Iraq's health ministry says more than 100 were injured. This latest violence comes less than 4 months before scheduled elections in Iraq. U.S. and Iraqi authorities are trying to ensure enough security for those elections to take place. To talk about the U.S. strategy in Iraq, we've called Anthony Cordesman, who's a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Roughly speaking, Mr. Cordesman, how much of Iraq appears to be in the control of the U.S. or its allies?
The answer would actually be most of it, particularly if you talk about the population. But control is very relative. In Vietnam, we used to talk about areas as being secure, even though we couldn't go in there at night, or we couldn't go into much of the city without a major armed escort. And that is really the case in a good part of Iraq that we count as sort of being under our control. The fact is that there are very broad areas that are disputed and a few areas which are sort of no-go cities like Fallujah. And this is a struggle which has gone far beyond the struggle against the U.S. occupation. At this point in time, many more casualties are Iraqi than American.
You mentioned Fallujah, where the U.S. has been launching a number of airstrikes recently. There appears to be, from this distance, an increase in U.S. military activity. As an observer, what does it appear to you that the U.S. strategy is?
Well, I think right now the U.S. strategy in some ways is one of waiting. It's waiting for the elections, hopefully to give the Iraqi government legitimacy. And there is a real debate there over when they will take place and how effective they'll be. The administration has said they'll be on schedule, but people in the embassy have said they could slip 1 to 3 months. The next part of the strategy is to wait for Iraqi security forces and the Iraqi army to be trained in strength. Again, you had the National Security Advisor, Condoleezza Rice, talk about that occurring by the end of the year. But people who are on the scene in the U.S. forces talk about the spring of 2005. In the interim, we're trying to contain the most hostile cities, strike at those areas where we think we can hit at foreign targets or targets that won't provoke the cities. But it is a waiting strategy and one where often we build up to the edge of confrontation with people like Sadr, and then are forced to back off without any decisive result.
So as you see it, these U.S. airstrikes in the last few days in Fallujah are just tactical moves. Maybe they saw a target of opportunity, as they call it, and took it out, but there's no fundamental change in what's going on.
Well, that's precisely how the U.S. is describing it. I think that we need to be fair about this. No one in the U.S. is claiming, the U.S. forces is claiming, that this is going to produce some kind of strategic victory. It essentially means we found a target where there are bad guys, and in this case, foreign bad guys. The only victory that we've been able to claim in a climate where the level of violence seems to be steadily rising along with the casualties is in a town in the northwest called Tel Afar, where we actually did manage to drive most of the insurgents out, and we are, or hope to be able to establish a new government and put the Iraqi government back in charge. But this would be the only city that we have scored a military victory in the last 6 to 8 months that's had any decisive results.
And in a couple of seconds here, you mentioned training Iraqi forces. Are there signs that Iraqi forces are making progress toward being ready to seriously help the United States?
Wherever they've been properly trained and equipped, there are signs that they fight, and that they fight well. The problem is that we did not, for the first year of occupation, seriously plan to train and equip them. And under current plans, we only are going to get that equipment and that training over the next 6 to 8 months. The question is, by then, will we have the political opportunity for those forces to actually have meaning?
Mr. Cordesman, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Anthony Cordesman is a military analyst with the Center for Strategic and International Studies.